The National Basketball Association begins its broadcast TV schedule tomorrow with its annual Christmas doubleheader. There are two games that are just as interesting for what teams have done off court as well as on the basketball court. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now to discuss those matchups and the league's tumultuous first 8 weeks. Morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
Okay, let's begin with game one. Detroit versus Indiana, the two teams that played for the Eastern Conference title last spring. But that's not the headline here. I just know that, right?
Unfortunately, it's not. Everybody remembers back in November the brawl in the palace in Auburn Hills outside Detroit. Ron Artest going into the stands, ultimately being suspended for the season. Five other players being suspended. Now there are lawsuits. There have been arrests of fans. This is a story that is not going to go away for the NBA for a long time to come. The Pacers' ability to seriously challenge in the playoffs was probably ruined by the fact that Artest will not be back this season, although he's appealing the suspension. I don't think it will be lifted. And when this game begins on Christmas Day, people aren't going to focus on their series last spring. They'll focus on seeing maybe the 10 millionth replay of that fight again.
Game two brings the Lakers versus the Miami Heat, or otherwise known as Kobe Bryant versus Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, exactly. This is the two teammates who won three championships together, four finals in 5 years, and they had as ugly a divorce as you can possibly think of last spring. Kobe stayed with the Lakers. Shaquille O'Neal moves to the Miami Heat. Phil Jackson goes off into hiding to write a tell-all book about why he couldn't coach Kobe anymore. And in the meantime, Kobe's been sniping at everybody. Shaquille O'Neal, Phil Jackson. He even accused Karl Malone, his ex-teammate from last season, of flirting with his wife. Now, that overshadows the fact that Shaquille O'Neal has gone to the Heat and made them, at least at the moment, the best team in the Eastern Conference with a serious chance to play in the NBA Finals in June. And the Lakers now are an also-ran. They're in seventh place currently in the Western Conference, the very strong Western Conference, but that's a long way removed from making the finals four times in 5 years.
On the court, there have also been some interesting stories, haven't there?
Well, two major surprises out west. Phoenix and Seattle, which weren't even playoff teams right now, Phoenix has the best record in the league. What they did was they went out and took a big gamble. They signed Steve Nash to be their point guard. And a point guard makes everybody better. That's what Steve Nash has done, especially with Amari Stoudemire, who's emerging as one of the dominant players in the league. And up in Seattle, they're off to a very good start. Ray Allen, acquired in a controversial trade a couple years ago for Gary Payton, has finally emerged as their team leader, and they're playing very good basketball.
You know, another team that never gets talked about for some reason is the San Antonio Spurs.
You're right. I mean, they just go on along being serious contenders every year. They've won two titles in 6 years. You could make the case that Tim Duncan is the best player in the league. Every year he's an MVP candidate. He just goes out and plays, and they're down in San Antonio, which is a smaller market. They have one of the better records in the league, and most people think that when the dust clears come this spring, the Spurs are, I think, the favorite to win the championship again.
John, thanks.
Thank you, Renee, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you. A little late to be buying Christmas presents, but John Feinstein's latest book is Let Me Tell You a Story, A Lifetime in the Game, with legendary Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach.